Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. After more than 3 months, authorities in Montana say the body of a missing hiker from Minnesota has been recovered in Carbon County. Red Lodge Fire and Rescue reports 23-year-old Tim Sanford from Minnetonka was swept into East Rosebud Creek on June 8th. Officials say his body was located 1,500 feet downstream by search teams using an aerial drone. Allina Health is shutting down the inpatient chemical dependency unit at Mercy Hospital Unity Campus in Fridley, and both patients and staff are outraged. Nurse Jean Freitag says patients are devastated about losing their community and more so fearful.
What's going to happen to us? Who is going to help us? Who's going to help my friends that might need to come in? Where do we send them? And we don't know what to tell them.
Freitag, who has worked at other standalone addiction units, says there's nowhere in the state like their floor, which is fully staffed and has access to the entire hospital for medical emergencies. The unit is set to close in February 2026. Governor Tim Walz's push for stricter gun laws is losing momentum in the Minnesota legislature. Despite renewed urgency after the fatal Annunciation Catholic School shooting and the assassination of State Representative Melissa Hortman, Republican lawmakers remain opposed to banning assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. Walz has floated a special session to advance his proposals, which include an assault weapons ban and expanded red flag laws. But with the House evenly split and the Senate short one Democrat, passage would require bipartisan support, which looks unlikely. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health is confirming new cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in three commercial turkey flocks across the state. Minnesota Turkey Growers Association President Jake Vlamink says he's not surprised, as bird flu often accompanies the fall migration of wild birds. As for the recent cases,
it is a little bit earlier. It's usually you're looking more in October, so we're a couple weeks ahead here to see it being active.
The Minnesota Wild skate in the newly named Grand Casino Arena tonight for the first time when they face the Dallas Stars in preseason play. The Stars edged the Wild 3-2 in overtime Tuesday night in Texas. The Chicago Blackhawks come to St. Paul on Sunday evening. The Metropolitan Airports Commission is being honored for its support of National Guard and Reserve employees, earning both state and national awards, including the Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award. MAC is one of just 15 organizations nationwide to receive the top federal honor and also took home Minnesota's Pro Patria Award. The recognition was celebrated at the Red Bulls Infantry Division headquarters in Arden Hills. Iconic alternative rock band My Chemical Romance is bringing their Long Live the Black Parade tour to Minneapolis next year in celebration of their third album's 20th anniversary. The band announced 17 new live dates across North America, the UK, and Europe. The concert is on Monday, August 24th, 2026. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. This is MNN.